Giving evidence during an inquiry by Parliamentary Sports and Arts Committee into the dissolution of ZIFA and formation of NFAZ, Chiangwa said his board had to take a brutal decision to dissolve ZIFA because it was insolvent and could not operate owing to creditors knocking at the association's door, property being attached, and funds being garnished at the bank. He said ZIFA was unable to pay and won't pay, and NFAZ won't pay either.
Yes, okay.
NFAZ legal advisor Itayinduzo weighed in, saying ZIFA's insolvency was qualified by ZIFA's accountants at that time, Bekatil and Gwatidzo. He said it did not make sense to proceed with ZIFA with the full knowledge that it could not pay its creditors and service providers. Nduzo said it was in that context that a decision to dissolve ZIFA was taken at its extraordinary congress on 4 June and form NFAZ. He said at the meeting, NFAZ resolved not to simply walk away from the ZIFA debts, but to properly manage the debtors and creditors in a legal manner. According to Nduzo, this is why an application for the sequestration of ZIFA was made. The High Court is yet to make a decision on the matter.
You would also be aware that even those who were owing and who were owed by the deceased also have their forum at the burial place. But at no point in time must we conflate or confuse the burial from the death. So the death happened at dissolution, and the burial is what is at play through the sequestration. So all those who are owed have their day at the burial place in the sequestration, which is being done lawfully and in an orderly manner.
ZIFA's debt to former coaches, players, workers, and other service providers, such as the national airline Air Zimbabwe, amounts to more than $6 million. ZIFA was kicked out of the 2018 FIFA World Cup for failing to pay former national team coach José Claudino Jorginho of Brazil. Chiangwa told lawmakers the transition from ZIFA to NFAZ was good and it was yielding results, as the national football team and the women's soccer team have qualified for the African Nations Cup and Rio Olympics respectively. He also claimed the NFAZ had secured a multi-million dollar sponsorship from state-owned telecommunications company NetOne, individual business people, and FIFA. But lawmakers asked him why the NFAZ was getting funding from businessmen like Wicknell Chivayo, an ex-convict who has also been implicated in fraudulent deals at another state enterprise, ZESA. But Chiangwa said he did not care who gave the association money as long as it was meant for promoting football.
It is better that I got results from that money. Whatever you are saying, this money that he gave me, I've never heard that he defrauded somebody. I never heard that he... You see, you bring his history of 15 years ago into today. That doesn't work. Yes, did you, which money? Did you? Is it that money which we took came from somewhere where you think you know? And it has been concluded by courts that he stole from someone else. I don't want to be involved in that.
Earlier on, stakeholders, including creditors, former football administrators and players, had expressed concern to the lawmakers at the manner the ZIFA dissolution was handled and failure to pay workers and service providers. Former ZIFA administrator Lazarus Murushomana said the problems bedeviling football and other sports was due to government's lack of seriousness in financing sports in the country.
You have had teams failing to fulfill international fixtures, which is a shame to Zimbabwe. Your ministry cannot even have raised money or take out anything from their budget to assist a team that has failed to go to fulfill an international fixture. And it's a dent in terms of sport in this country. And I'm saying, and I'm appealing to you as the legislators, that when these budgets come before next time, when they come before this August House, I would love to hear when I'm outside there that you are crying, saying the ministry is underfunded.
The inquiry adjourned after a visibly sick Chiangwa asked to be excused as he had to fly to South Africa for an appointment with a doctor. The lawmakers obliged, and the inquiry will continue at a date to be advised. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chipera.